WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation. I know, another day, another whirlwind of emails, notifications, and demands on your time. It's enough to make you want to pull the covers over your head and just, nope, right? But hey, that's exactly why we're here. Today, we're diving into something super crucial, building resilience in the face of adversity. You with me? Because, let's be real, life throws curveballs, big ones. It's not about avoiding those curveballs. It's about learning how to hit them out of the park, even when you feel like you're just trying to stand upright. Ever felt that sinking feeling when things start going south, like you're drowning in a sea of what-ifs? That's exactly where resilience comes in. It's your superpower, your inner strength that lets you bounce back stronger after those inevitable bumps in the road. So, how do we build this resilience muscle? Buckle up, because I'm about to drop 5 key takeaways that'll help you navigate life's roller coaster with a little more grace and a whole lot more grit. First off, embracing a growth mindset is your secret weapon. Think of it like training for a marathon. Setbacks aren't failures. They're just opportunities to learn, adapt, and get stronger. That means ditching the "I can't" mentality and replacing it with "How can I?" Remember that time you messed up a presentation? Instead of beating yourself up, analyze what went wrong, figure out how to do better next time, and boom, you just leveled up your resilience. Second, cultivating strong connections is essential. Humans are social creatures, wired for connection. When things get tough, having a supportive network of friends, family, or even a mentor can make all the difference. Ever notice how sharing your struggles with someone who gets it helps lighten the load? That's the magic of human connection. It reminds us we're not alone in this journey. Third, take care of your physical and mental well-being. This isn't just about eating your veggies and getting enough sleep, although those things are important. It's also about prioritizing activities that nourish your soul, whether it's hitting the gym, practicing meditation, spending time in nature, or simply indulging in a good book. When you're feeling physically and mentally strong, you're better equipped to handle whatever life throws at you. Number 4, learn to say no. This one can be tough, I know. But trust me, setting healthy boundaries is crucial for protecting your energy and time. Overcommitting yourself leads to stress and burnout, which ultimately weakens your resilience. So, practice saying no, politely but firmly, when necessary. You've got to prioritize your well-being first. And finally, celebrate your victories, big and small. Every step forward, every challenge overcome, deserves recognition. It reinforces that sense of accomplishment and keeps you motivated on the journey. Think about it like training for a marathon again. Those little wins along the way keep you going until you cross that finish line. Let's talk real life. Picture this. You're working on a huge project, deadline looming, and suddenly your computer crashes, taking all your unsaved work with it. Talk about a resilience test right there. What do you do? Do you panic, throw your hands up in defeat, and spiral into a pit of despair? Or do you take a deep breath, remember those tips we just talked about, and get back to work? You acknowledge the setback, find a backup plan, maybe even ask for help from your team. You dust yourself off, learn from the experience, and keep pushing forward. That's resilience in action. So, remember, Building resilience isn't about becoming invincible. It's about developing the strength to bounce back, adapt, and grow from every challenge you face. It's a journey, not a destination, and every step you take towards cultivating that inner strength is a victory worth celebrating. Now, go out there, tap out of any negativity trying to hold you back, and rock your day. Don't forget to share this episode with anyone who could use a dose of resilience inspiration. Let's spread the positivity. And as always, stay tuned for more real talk on Tap Out of Overstimulation. We'll be back tomorrow with another episode packed with insights to help you navigate life's twists and turns with grace and grit. See you then.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.